Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy to be here, and I'm so happy that you are here. I'm Ebony, by the way. I don't think I ever introduced myself. Not that you don't know who I am, but I'm Ebony, and I know I've been MIA for a few days. Would you believe that I'm still going through this process with my tooth? So, you know, I had the root canal, which was all good. I was put on an antibiotic to help clean the infected tooth, which is totally normal. This is actually my first root canal, so, I mean, I'm assuming this is normal. That's what antibiotics do, right? They clean infections. So I finished the antibiotic, and a day later, I had a horrible allergic reaction throughout my body, but it settled in that root chakra area with intense itchiness all throughout my legs and feet. Like the type of itch that's a knee-jerk reaction itch where you just have to, in that moment, you don't even think about it. You just reach down and scratch. And it was like deep in my skin tissue. It was just a horrible thing where I could not even sleep. Okay. It was like that debilitating. Can't drive, because how are you going to drive if I'm constantly bending over to scratch my feet? That's just like not even safe. So I had to go to the doctor, and the doctor did give me something to help bring down the inflammation. But what I'm more interested in is the fact that it settled in that area of my body. That's the part that I need to pay attention to. And it's very, if you pay attention to where most of your physical ailments happen, that means that particular area of your body, that particular energy center, needs some attention. It's probably imbalanced or closed, right? And so this is the message for me. Like, now I need to get deep and say, okay, what's happening with me spiritually? What's happening with me emotionally? Where am I not feeling safe? All those questions I discussed in the root chakra episode, because this is where the real healing takes place. This is where the real miracles take place, when you begin to ask those hard yet life-changing questions that will completely open up not just that chakra, but will completely open up opportunities and clarity in your life. You know, it's so fascinating to me how something that you think is completely unrelated to a physical ailment in your body is very related to a physical ailment in your body. Because here's the thing. If you are experiencing pain in your body, it could be because you've had trauma, like you were in an accident, like physical trauma. Or it could be, and even then you have to look at what's the underlying cause of that trauma, right? Like, what are the circumstances surrounding that trauma? That's a whole other conversation to have. Or it could be something, emotional that you are feeling because of something that happened, not necessarily as traumatic, but You know, I remember when I had a conversation with Joe and Joe said something about my pet cat and it really upset me. I'm being kind of silly, but these are the things that really do happen, right? Someone says something to us, someone looks at us the wrong way, and we just hold on to that for years and years and years. So what are you holding on to? You're holding on to the emotion. The emotion. And if you're holding on to the emotion, what's happening with the emotion? It is accumulating in your body. Now, this is where it gets interesting because according to the Ayurveda, I don't know if I'm saying that word properly. It's always hard for me to pronounce that. But the Ayurveda tradition, which is an ancient Indian medicinal system, there are six stages to a disease manifesting in your body. And the first stage is the accumulation of too much of something in your system. The accumulation of too much of something in your system. And it could be too much of a chemical. It could be too much cholesterol or whatever, sugar, salt. Or it could be too much of an emotion, right? Which triggers a chemical in your body. So you hold on to this anger, or you hold on to the sadness, you hold on to the feeling worthless. That accumulates in your body. It becomes more aggravated the more attention you give it, and then it spreads through your body. And this is it. This is the kicker right here. When it spreads, it localizes. Where does it localize? It finds the weakest spot in your body, and it makes that space its home. I'm going to say that again. It finds the weakest spot in your body, and it makes that space its home. And then once it's found its home in that space in your body, it manifests into a disease or an outbreak in your body. Isn't that fascinating? So this is why it's super important to pay attention to your body, pay attention to the pain, any discomfort, and if it's always occurring in a particular part of your body, then this is where you need to do the work. And this is where the work, let me tell you about the work, because we can do affirmations, that's all good. We can meditate, that's all good. That's going to help. We can do the physical exercises. We could do yoga. We could do physical therapy. That's all good. But the real work is going to usually come in the form of doing something that you have been putting off, that you have been resisting, that you were scared to do. Right? Excuse me. So in the case of I'm holding on to the anger that I felt when Joe said whatever he said about my cat. Well, then maybe it's time to have a conversation with Joe about that incident, or it's time for you to forgive Joe. That's hard to do. Hard to forgive, hard to have the conversation, especially if Joe's no longer around. You can't have the conversation. Well, then you get to go deep inside and you have to forgive. Sometimes it could be you see this situation coming. You see that there's a job switch in the works, right? All the signs are there. You need to leave this job. All the signs are there, but you don't want to leave. You feel safe at the job, or maybe you don't feel safe. You're so scared of the unknown. I can't leave. What am I going to do? I need the money, or I need the security. What are my friends going to say? Let me tell you, I've learned that when all the signs are there, like blatantly in your face, and you keep resisting and putting it off and trying to avoid it happening, it's going to happen. And so it's better to just go with the flow, pay attention, and lean into your intuition and make the move. Then it's better to do that than to be forced to make the move. Because when you're forced to make it, it can be very uncomfortable. Okay. So, but these are the things, this is where the healing takes place, is my point. The healing takes place in the things that we are most scared to do. So I kind of went off on a tangent there, but I think it's that's important that we really do pay attention to our bodies and ask ourselves, ask your body, because as I said before, your body is very intelligent. What is your message for me? And it will tell you. Lean into the intuition. Speaking of intuition, today, and look at this, I'm already 10 minutes in. That's okay. We're going to go a little bit over. But today we're talking about the third chakra, which is the solar plexus chakra. It is the fire chakra, and it's the gut intelligence, right? It is the second brain or the third brain, right? You have the brain in your head. Then you have your heart is another brain, and then your gut. So this is where we get that phrase, my gut reaction, because it's a very smart energy center, very smart energy center. This is where you manifest power. This is where your motivation comes from. This is where your confidence comes from, your ambition, your sense of control. And so if you're having any issues with your stomach, any digestive issues, any extra weight in that area of your stomach, anything, this is a sign that chakra is imbalanced. Now, usually it's a power issue. Because if you are abusing your power, which a lot of people are, then you for sure are going to have some problems. And they're going to be quite obvious. I mean, here's another thing about third chakra. Those are problems that are hard to ignore. Because when you're having digestive issues, when you're having stomach pains, you know, ulcers, all that stuff, when you have the weight gain in that area, it's all obvious. Very difficult to ignore. So you got to ask yourself, am I abusing my power? Now, a lot of us hear that term abusing power and we think, oh, this means that the person is being abusive towards someone else. They're being manipulative. They're being controlling. Yeah, that's part of it. So if you are manipulating people or someone, being over controlling, then that's an issue you need to heal. Conversely, if you are handing over your power to other people and thus disempowering yourself, you're also abusing your power. And that needs to be healed. Because if you are handing over your power, you have lost motivation, you've lost confidence, you've lost a sense of ambition and capability. You've lost a sense of personal power. And when you feel that you have no power, disempowered, that area, that solar plexus chakra, the fire just, it either dies down, because this is the fire chakra, it's the color yellow, or if it's overworked, like too much energy there, or you're abusing power, you know, controlling, it's super, super like a fire consuming you, right? This is why stomach aches sometimes feel like burning sensation. Like literally, like your stomach is just, I know when I was studying energy healing and we were, whenever I would work on someone's solar plexus chakra, I would just start getting sweaty. And I remember asking one of my instructors, why am I so hot? And I was working on someone's solar plexus. And she said, because this is the fire chakra and you're feeling that fire, that heat. So how do we, what do we do about this? Well, first I want you to check out the worksheet that I have on Zazo.com to help you discern whether or not your solar plexus chakra is healthy or is crying out for help. I have pictures of stomachs, a happy stomach and a not so happy stomach. And then you're going to ask yourself these questions. So if your stomach is not happy, that area is quite painful, or there's an accumulation of too much body weight or fat in that area, ask yourself and write about this. Just start writing in that area around that particular image, the sad image or the happy image. But let's focus on the sad image first, if your solar plexus chakra is not so good. Number one, how am I abusing my power? Am I too controlling, or am I handing over my power? Write as much about that as possible. Number two, how do I feel calm, confident, and motivated? Or do I not feel calm, confident, and motivated? Write about that. What's going on there? Why don't you feel motivated, confident? Do I feel like I'm capable and ambitious? Am I holding on to something from the past? If so, what is that that I'm holding on to? Do I have difficulty digesting new things in my life? Am I scared of change? Am I scared of a change happening now? Write about that. How's my personal power? Do I feel like I'm in power? Do I feel like I have control, or do I feel it's totally out of control? There's that fine balance of power. You don't want to be too controlling, but you don't want to be powerless. You got to find that balance to keep that chakra balanced. So write about that. And then you read what you've written and you ask your solar plexus area, okay, what do you need me to do? What is the first step I need to do for my healing? And listen, because it will tell you. You probably already know. It's going to be uncomfortable. Change is uncomfortable. Healing is uncomfortable, right? Like when you get a cut and it starts to heal, at some point, when it's healing, it can be painful. It gets itchy, right? Even when you got to pull the scab off, that can be painful. But what happens? Like in the pain, that's where the healing's happening. But you have to go through the pain. And it's so much better on the other side of that, right? Like the healed wound is so much better than the infected wound. Right. So, look, I'm almost 20 minutes. Oh my gosh. And I just barely touched the surface of this chakra. But I have a meditation for the chakra, like I do the other meditations. And yeah, try that meditation out. Of course, you can't just do a meditation one time and think, okay, I'm all good. These meditations you should be doing consistently. I mean, at least weekly if you're not doing them daily. And I don't expect you to do all meditations for all seven chakras, which you eventually will be up. But you do a body scan and ask, okay, which chakra do I need to focus on today? And do that meditation. Okay, so that is going to be that for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, if you notice, motivation to write is still open. Like, you're still accessing this episode because I've decided to keep it open. I'm going to focus my energy and attention on coaching rather than a membership program, because that's where my heart really is one-on-one coaching with people. So good news. This is going to be open and it will be, yeah. So no membership program for this. I am going to have, I think I'm going to have a separate like series for this particular energy healing center, series of this, of motivation to write, so that if you just want to listen to the series as if it's a course, you can easily do that. Same thing I think I'll do for the motivational ones, and then the interviews. They will all kind of have their own, they'll be their own series. So if you ever just want to listen to those particular genres, so to speak, or series, then you can easily just consume them separately. So I hope that you have a wonderful week and pay attention to your body. Pay attention to your body. Okay. See you next time. Bye-bye.